Okay, so I thought of how best to present this to you, but I can't figure it out. So I'll just tell you straight up. This podcast is for you. I know you want to be influential. I know you want to influence your world. You want to tap into that power God has given to you and touch the world with the gift you have. You see, your dreams are possible. Now, if you permit me to show you how, you'll get there faster than you can imagine. My name is Heaven Omuna, and I'm on a mission to turn fishermen into fishers of men. Join me in Becoming Influential every Tuesday by 9 a.m. West African time, where I'll share with you simple things you can do to become more influential for God in your community and the world at large. Welcome to Becoming Influential. Okay, hello beautiful people, welcome to another insightful episode of Becoming Influential with Heaven Omuna, where I share with you simple things you can do to become more influential for God in your community and world at large. Just look at me, I even forgot the lines I'm saying today. today's podcast is not like the normal days when I'm all pumped up and carrying enough energy to power Nigeria. By the way, if you're listening to me for the first time, my name is Heaven Omuna. I'm a priest. It's my passion to turn, is it passion or mission? To anyone, to turn fishermen into fishers of men. And you're welcome to my podcast, where every Tuesday I share little things I know that should strengthen your convictions. Please feel free to connect with me. Anywhere you type Heaven Omuna, you see something. I'm sorry I'm sounding like this today, but I wasn't supposed to even release an episode today. The episode I scheduled, I decided not to release it again. I think I'll eventually have to release the episode because the things I said, they are quite important. Talking about your security and how we can become more security conscious, and how we treat the data we share with Google and all these big guys. Well, I don't talk about that. The time right now is 10 minutes past midnight, Tuesday. Like, yeah, if you're listening to this on the 16th, which is Tuesday, it means I recorded this in the early hours of the morning, just before you began listening to it. And I just want to gist with you today. So if you're listening to me, just join me in pod room. No serious talk today. I just want to be a friend, a companion. It's not like I don't have a time to tell you. Well, I just want to talk with you today. I don't want to talk at you, but talk to you. I want to talk with you today. So, even though this is already, this thing you're listening to is already recorded, if you're in the pod room or you are on my WhatsApp or wherever you are, Twitter, and you're listening to this, just send me a message. I'd love to share whatever is in your mind with you. Now, while you're doing that, let me tell you one thing that's in my mind. I was having a few minutes ago, I was meditating. I was thinking, and thoughts came to me that on some days when you don't post something, some people feel like, ah, what happened to him today? Why didn't he post things on his WhatsApp? Is he fine? I'm fine. It's just that daily, as I become more influential
I'm learning how to deal with the pressure that comes with sustaining level of impact or performance. You know, when you become so consistent in doing a particular thing, people begin to expect so much of you. And it has serious consequences if you're not careful. Especially if you're someone like me who is careful not to share just his thoughts, but to share the thoughts of God, you may fall into the error of saying things God did not send you to say. Yeah. You may fall into the error of saying things God did not send you to go and say, just because people are expecting you to say something and you feel like you're obligated to share wisdom. You see, our relevance is not in how often we speak. It's our relevance is in the value of what we say when we say it. How important is the things you say, the times when you say it. It's not that you're always talking, but it's that every time you talk, you say what's needful. So I'm learning how to deal with this pressure of sounding wise 24/7. I'm not wise though. Like, for real, this is not me playing humble. I'm not really a smart guy. I'm just favored by God to know certain things at certain times. Real life story. Some of you listening to me right now will relate with this. There are times where I didn't want to learn a particular thing that day, or I didn't want to know you or whatever, but I just happened to be online at the right time, or somewhere, or I just read a paragraph from a book or one thing or the other. I just read it at the right time, and then, like, maybe a minute later, a moment later, a few days later, a few weeks later, someone comes and asks me a question that relates to that thing I just learned. And I'm like, whoa, whoa. Whoa! See God. And then I just begin to explain, and the person's like, oh my God, the wisdom of God in this guy is just too much. Like, he just knows so much. I don't know so much. I really don't know so much. I was just at the right place at the right time to get that information. Like, I don't know, maybe God felt heaven would be in a better position to teach this person this thing, so let me give him this thing to give this person. That's what just I'm just a vessel. Okay, so back to what I'm saying. So I'm learning to deal with that pressure to always sound wise and always make sense to people. It's not good though, because one day you're gonna see the one did not send you now. And you'll be amazed at what you realize about human beings. Something that Apostle James captured in the book of James. He said, with the same mouth we use and praise God, it's the same mouth, same tongue we use and finish our neighbor. Human beings, they're wonderful. The same people that are singing Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, just give them time. 3 days later, 5 days later, they will shall crucify him. So I'm learning not to fall for that pressure. Sometimes some persons come to me and they want me to say something wise. I don't have anything wise to say. You're not going to force me. If God doesn't say something new, my relevance is not determined by whatever you are doing. So I'm not under any pressure to say anything wise. All right. But sometimes also, it's not like I don't have what I want to say. But I look at the person who is seeking the information and I just discern. This person is just a what-I've-termed knowledge junkie. It's not like they're applying the lesson to their life. They just want to be knowing new things. What are you using it to do? Nothing. Just want to be... Like, can you relate to this thing? Have you met this kind of persons before? They just want to be hearing new things. It's not like they actually need to do anything. Human beings are wonderful. Okay, so yeah, I'm learning how to deal with it. I'm learning how to deal with it. What else should I just do about? I feel like I've not finished talking about this, dealing with pressure. Okay, yes. So, personally, this is how I handle it. If you can relate to what I'm saying, and maybe you're seeking guidance on what to do, let me just share what I do. It may work for you, it may not work for you. It's more of a mindset thing. One of the biggest mindsets I've shifted to is that I'm not the main guy. I'm just a messenger. And the messenger doesn't create his message. All he does is to receive the message and pass it. So there really is no pressure on me. If I'm not given any message, why do I have to craft what I don't have? So that's the first mindset I operate. I'm just a messenger. I'm just privileged to serve. If I have a message, great, I give it. If I don't have a message, great, I'm off today. I'm not under any pressure to sound wise. At all, I'm not. If not, the day you fall for that nonsense pressure, you start living by the dictates of men. When God did not send you work. And like I said the other time, today is a good day to talk about this thing. You know, sometime last month in January, I shared something on my WhatsApp status about something that thought leaders should take note of. That everything you know, every knowledge you have access to, you know that thing because God permitted you to know it. Whether you acknowledge the presence and the reality of God or not, you know it simply because God permitted you to know it, not because you know so much. Mm-mm. Every knowledge we have comes from a place, comes from God. So, if you decide not to acknowledge God, He can as well turn your knowledge into foolishness. Whoa, I'm not going to explain this until today. That post is on Facebook. I think I remember I made a post about that on Facebook. If you go to my Facebook, you should find it somewhere in January. Like, I'm serious, I did not come here to do all this my plenty teaching. I just came to gist with you today. Whatever you're doing right now, if you're eating, you're on your way to work, or you're just relaxing, or you ran to come and download this thing to gain or drop wisdom, I'm sorry I'm disappointing you, but today I just want to be that friend that talks with you along the way. Whatever you're doing, I want you to know that I'm proud of you. I love you. I believe in you. If nobody has told you that this year, I'm telling you, I believe in you. If you've not hit your goals, don't worry. You hit them, okay? Just take it easy on yourself. For only today. After today, please be hard. Yeah. So let me tell you guys something about a part of me that many persons don't know. Some persons think I'm one hardcore guy. Superman. One that used to call me Odogwu. If you don't know one, that leave it. Story for another day. Okay, so the truth about me is that I just seek to grow 1% a day. Yeah. Just 1%. Minimum of 1%. And to do that, I just try to learn something and apply it immediately. Simple. Finish. I'm not trying to finish one book in 3 days or 3 books in 1 day. Not. Every day, I just look for a way to make my environment to be re-engineered in a way that it can help me. So I'm actually a very, very simple guy who just grows 1% a day, 1% a day, 1% a day. What else should I just tell you about? I'm sorry. I told you guys early when the season began that this year I'm not going to be doing serious talk. There are plenty of people already doing serious talk. I'm just here to strengthen your convictions in a very calm way. Share what I think with you. You share yours with me. By the way, if you love to be on my podcast, please, I'm open now. You should come and cast. If you love to be on my podcast with me, reach out to me. Send me a message on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you're my WhatsApp community, send me a message. Tell me you want to be on the show with me. We'll set up something. There are various ways of recording a podcast episode from your remote area, wherever you are in the world. It's not an issue. Just tell me. So I'll have you here. The goal of this podcast today is to have a good time with you. That's what I'm just having and I'm enjoying. In the next few seconds, I'm going to drop this. I wish I can stay all day with you anyway. But yeah, that's that. Okay, let me use the opportunity to tell you something. I'm led to organize a meeting next month. The team is Awake. Scripture is Ephesians 5:14. That meeting is very important to me because a lot of persons are sleeping on the bicycle. They need to wake up. They need to come into the reality of who Jesus Christ is. Life begins when you find Jesus. Not purpose, Jesus. It is Jesus that reveals your purpose. And I need my generation to find Jesus. I need them to find him early. So he can do something with their life the way he did with mine. So if you're listening with to this, I want you to do one thing for me. Pray. Just make a simple prayer. Just a simple prayer to help. The world is in a very dark place right now, and the truth is Jesus is the answer. So let's give the answer to the world. Let's draw many sons into glory. And one more thing before I run away from this line. Today is a good day to tell someone Jesus loves you. Just go ahead, tell somebody God loves you. Not just in words, in your action, in your gift. Valentine's Day ended yesterday, but Jesus is our everyday Val. He shows us love every day, so you should show others love too. So go on, show people love today. Tell them God loves you. See, the work of ministry is not for the pastors only. Ephesians 4 explains it, that the role of the pastors and the prophets are to equip the saints for the work of ministry. So it says, I have the work of ministry. So if people are going to hear the gospel, it's not by your pastor, it's by you. You listening to me right now. Tell the person sitting next to you or close by, Jesus loves you. If you can't tell the person, plug this earpiece inside the person's ear and rewind this podcast, let the person hear what I said. Jesus loves you. And heaven loves you too. Okay, so I'm tired. I want to go and do other things now. I'm going to drop this microphone. And I hope next week I will not be here alone talking. Hey, that reminds me. I wanted to do a special episode for you guys. I wanted to do a special episode with a few Gen Z. I wanted to invite them and let's just talk about their perspective on life. I really believe that episode will be very, very insightful. I would love to see life from the perspective of an 18 and 19 year old right now. It's been a while since I was that age, so I know how I felt when I was, but I don't know how it feels again right now, because the kind of things these guys have seen between now and then is quite wide. So I hope I do that episode soon. If I don't, please remind me. Okay, guys, thank you for staying with me today. I did not inspire you to do anything. I just came to talk, and talk. I'm sorry, but that's just what I did today. If you gained something, great. If you didn't gain anything, mission accomplished. Until when next I come your way, keep being essential.